This is Aeneid, Book 1, lines 12 through 22. So you start with Erps antiqua fuit. There was an ancient city, Carthage. Tyrii coloniae tenuere, which is short for Tenuerunt. The Tyrrhenian colonists held it. Longe contra, so longe is far off, at a distance. So contra is facing. So facing at a distance, Italium, Italy, and the Tiberina Ostia, and the mouths of the Tiber. Then it describes more about this city. Dives opum, rich in resources. And asperima, very fierce, studiis belli, in the pursuits of war. Quam uno fertur, which Juno is said, coluisi, to have cherished, magis, more, terris omnibus, than all the lands. Post habita samo, with samos, esteemed less. Okay, let me go back over that one time. I think I left one word out. So quam unam, which one? And it's feminine here because it's talking about city, and Erps is feminine. So which one, Juno is said to have cherished more than all the lands, with Samos esteemed less. Now, the reason that they would actually put in this word Samos, that is kind of the center of the worship for Juno. It was her birthplace. It was supposedly where she was married to Zeus, so it's very important. So this is kind of emphasizing exactly how much Carthage does mean to Juno. It is so important that even her homeland, even her island, is loved less. Hic ilius arma. Here was her arms. Hic curus ferit, and here was her chariot. Dea tenditque fuetque, the goddess both extends and cherishes, it's like she cherishes the hope that, hoc regnum, gentibus esse, that this was the kingdom for the peoples, si qua fata senet, if any fates allow. All right, so what is saying there is that she's hoping that Carthage will become the kingdom that rules all the peoples, kind of like Rome is going to begin to be. She wanted Carthage to start that empire, and Rome is really the one that gets to do it. All right, so going back one more time from the beginning all the way to the Foetque. So there was an ancient city, Carthage. The Tyrrhenian colonists held it. Facing at a distance, Italy and the Tiberian mouths, or the mouths of the Tiber, rich in resources and very fierce in the pursuits of war, which one Juno is said to have cherished more than all the lands, with Samos esteemed less. Here were her arms, here was her chariot. And then this is the one that's really mixed up, these next two lines. You go Dea, Iam tum, the goddess already then, tendit foque foeque, extends and cherishes the hope that, because when you go back you got hoc, and then the essay, that this was the kingdom, gentibus, for the peoples, if any fates allow. But, okay, last couple lines here, but indeed, said Enim, audierat, she had heard that, progenium a sanguine Torano, that an offspring from Trojan blood, Duci, was being led. All right, so that really was being led out from Trojan blood. There was this offspring coming from Trojan blood, is what it say. But indeed, she had heard that an offspring was being led out from Trojan blood, quae olim, which one day, sometime, where Tyrrhet might overthrow Tyrius Arces, the Tyrrhenian Arches. And what else had she heard? All of this audierat is leading up to several indirect statements. She had heard that hinc populum, that this people, late regnum, ruling widely, belloque superum, and arrogant in war, venturum, would come, excidio Libyae, for the destruction of Libya. And that's where Carthage is. Sic vorare Parcus, and she had heard that thus were unrolling the fates. Okay, now this is a little bit of a kind of an allusion to the myth where the fates, there was Clotho, there was Lachesis, there was Atropos. One of them spun the thread of life, one of them measured it out, and then Atropos would cut it off whenever that person's life was meant to end. And so when they say unrolls, you know, thus unrolled the fates, it's saying that that's the way that they're weaving their threads, that this has already been decided at this point. All right, so one more time from line 12 to line 22. There was an ancient city, Carthage. The Tyrrhenian colonists held it. Facing at a distance, Italy, in the mouths of the Tiber, rich in resources, very fierce in the pursuits of war, which one Juno is said to have cherished more than all lands, with Samos esteemed less. Here were her weapons, here was her chariot. The goddess already then extends and cherishes the hope that this was the kingdom for the peoples, if any fates allow. But indeed, she had heard that an offspring was being led out from Trojan blood, which one day might overthrow the Tyrrhenian arches, that this people, ruling widely and arrogant in war, would come for the destruction of Libya, that thus unrolled the fates. Okay, so that is, you know, some of it's a little out of order. I think the hardest part is really understanding that aldierat is the head verb for all of the indirect statements. You've got duki, you have venturum, you have vorare. But you need to be careful when you're translating because aldierat is a past tense. If you have a present infinitive, it needs to happen at the same time as that past tense verb. If it is a perfect verb, it needs to have happened before. So you're going to end up with the had. If it's a future and you're using it with a perfect tense verb, then it needs to be translated as would. So you got to pay attention to your verb tenses here.